Welcome to Emails After Bedtime, the podcast for moms building businesses after the kids are asleep. I'm Emily, your email strategist, mom of three, hockey-loving go-to girl for turning subscribers into excited buyers without the feeling of overwhelm. Each week, we're talking email strategy, storytelling, and staying sane while raising babies and businesses. So grab some caffeine and your favorite late-night snack, and let's talk emails, motherhood, and trusting Jesus through the chaos. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Emails After Bedtime. And guess what? It's our first Friday together, which means it's our first freaking good Friday, a chance for us to talk about all things email marketing. And tonight, we're talking about one of the most important parts of your email strategy, your welcome sequence. And if you don't have one yet, don't panic. We're fixing that tonight during this episode. Let's get into it. Now, lately, I've been hearing a lot of controversy over if a welcome sequence is even needed. I've been hearing people say that they don't even read welcome sequences for people that they sign up for, so why should their email even have a welcome sequence if they're not reading welcome sequences? Well, let me tell you, that's because you haven't read the right email sequence, or you're just really not that interested in that person, and you're probably never going to buy something from them. And if you want people to buy from you, you need to become their friend, which is the first step in my framework. And becoming their friend, well, you need a solid welcome sequence. So, what is a welcome sequence? Well, at its core, a welcome sequence is just a series of emails you send automatically when someone joins your list. Whether they grabbed a freebie, signed up for your wait list, or just joined your list because you had a prompt out there, this is your chance to make your first impression. And we all know how important first impressions can be. You wouldn't meet someone at a party and immediately start yelling about your offers, right? You'd probably smile, say hi, find something in common, and let the conversation build naturally. Well, your welcome sequence should do the same thing. Build connection, give context, and let people know who you are, what you do, and why they should stick around. And as I was mentioning before, a lot of people think a single thanks for signing up email is enough, but that's really just the beginning. A proper welcome sequence? Well, that's you inviting someone into your space and making them feel like they belong in your world. Because here's the thing, the moment someone signs up for your list is when they're the most interested in you. They're curious, they're paying attention, so if you're not showing up with intention right then, you're probably losing people before they even get a chance to know how amazing you are. So yeah, a welcome sequence is more than just a hey and a coupon code. It's your chance to guide someone from curious to connected, or if you follow my framework, it's your chance to get someone from a friend to freaking out over your offer. So let's build that relationship. I need you to get on board to building this welcome sequence, to saying, hey, here's what I'm about, here's how I can help, and here's what to expect from me. Because if you don't, someone else will. And people unsubscribe fast when they forget who you are or feel like your emails aren't relevant to them. So, what is a solid welcome sequence and what does it help you do? Well, first off, a solid welcome sequence should have you setting expectations. How often you're going to email them and what kinds of things you'll be sharing. You should also have a trust building part to your welcome sequence. Show them that you're not just trying to sell them something, you're here to help. You're here to give them advice. You just need to show them that you're more than just offer, 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 sale, sale, sale. You need to show your personality. Are you casual and funny? Deep and thoughtful? Weirdly obsessed with peanut butter M&Ms? Let them see that. I call everybody nerds. I curse. I am totally casual. I use GIFs in my emails. This is where you're going to start showing that personality because you want someone who's going to invest in you and you want them to know who you are right off the bat. You're not trying to impress them here. You're trying to welcome them into your space. And finally, you should lead them toward working with you. Not a hard pitch, but with breadcrumbs. Little moments where they realize, oh, they really get me. I want to work with them. And then they'll take those little hints and they'll be like, okay, I'm going to look out for those future emails. We are creating comfort with our welcome sequences. We are building connection and we're giving a reason for your new subscriber to stick around long after they forgot what freebie they downloaded in the first place. So yeah, if you're skipping this part of your email strategy, you're missing a huge opportunity. But the good news, you can fix it anytime. But Emily, how can I fix it? Oh, well, just keep listening to this episode and I'll tell you how. And honestly, I don't even really need to tell you how too much because it's just a matter of going into your emails and setting up the sequence. But Emily, I don't know what to put in it. Okay, I'll tell you, I guess. So you may be wondering, how many emails do I need? What should I say? How am I supposed to sell something right away? Let's take a breath because we're not going to overcomplicate this. Your welcome sequence doesn't need to be a 37 email funnel with timers and pop-ups and fireworks and excitement. We're aiming for like 3 to 5 emails max. That's it, y'all. 3 to 5 emails. Enough to say hello, build connection, and start guiding them toward what you offer without overwhelming either of you. So here's my simple breakdown that you can follow. First off, I do not consider their deliverable, so the email that says, thank you for signing up, here's your freebie, that first email that they get when they sign up for your list in whatever way they do, I do not consider that part of the welcome sequence. That is their first deliverable. After that email, that's when your welcome sequence starts. Your first email is going to come 6 hours, yes, 6 hours, after that first email was delivered to them. And it's going to be a welcome email. This one's quick and friendly. And all it's going to be is thanking them for signing up for your list. Again, just reiterating kind of the first email that they got. And then saying, welcome, here's who I am. And you're just going to tell them a little bit about you. You're not going to go into super big detail here, but you're going to say, welcome, my name is, this is what I do, I'm glad you're here. Here's how you can connect with me and have them connect with you on a social media platform. Email number 2 is going to be all about your business. You're going to talk about what you do and how you are going to fit together with this new subscriber. You're going to tell them what you do, why you do it, who you serve, and why you started your business and when. This will also be a chance for you to tease a possible new offer if you have one coming towards the bottom of this email, because you're going to rope it in with letting them know what services you offer. Your third email is going to be what I call your first flirt, if you follow my framework. Now that your subscribers know you, you want to give them a chance to learn how you are an expert in your field or just kind of let your personality really shine. So this email should be all about what you are hoping people will take away from you and your services and products. This is where you'll talk about what your clients gain from working with you and what people gain from being on this list and taking what you tell them and applying it to the world. Now, email number 4 may be my most favorite email. I call it the non-interactive email. The thing is, this email is going to be industry specific. So this email should be all about encouraging your subscribers to push forward in whatever their pain point is. You're really going to talk about the pain point that your specific audience feels and take the time to talk about how you see the struggle that they're going through and how you have overcome similar struggles or used specific tools to overcome. This should be a social, emotional, short email that will lead into your offer email, which is going to be email number 5. Email number 5 is going to be your offer email. Now, the rest of your welcome sequence has been leaving little breadcrumbs leading up to this email. This is my freakout email. Again, following my framework. You'll be talking about this exciting offer that either is brand new or is just the main offer that you've been wanting to sell. And you will be inserting little notes from each of the past emails, pain points, who you are as a person, the launch or the opening that you've been saving up for. My biggest suggestion for this email is always give them a discount code or try it access or some type of incentive to take you up on this offer. Because again, this is your welcome sequence. You're going to have plenty more times to sell them offers at full price. But this is going to be a thank you for joining my list. I'm glad you got to know me. Here's a little discount so you can just try my services or my product out and then maybe see if you like it so we can work together more. So I always suggest putting a discount code in this specific email. Now you don't have to follow my layout exactly, but that's how I structure my 5 email welcome sequences for pretty much all of my clients. You can totally adjust this depending on your business, your voice, and what you're leading them toward. But the main thing is you're walking them through a journey from a friend, well, a curious subscriber, to a friend, to someone who's freaking out over your offers. And when that happens, selling doesn't feel icky. It just feels like helping. And even though I feel like this episode is already way too long, I really don't want to skimp out because, again, I feel the welcome sequence is so important. So don't worry, we still have more to talk about. I want to talk about common mistakes to avoid in your welcome sequence. Because honestly, I see these mistakes all the time, and they're super easy to fix once you know they're happening. So some of the big ones to watch out for. Mistake number one, again, only sending one email. This is so, so common, and I don't know how to drive it into people's heads enough. 3 to 5 emails for your welcome sequence. One email saying, here's your download, is nothing. That's no follow-up, that's no connection. They are not going to want to work with you, I promise. You need to build trust or keep people around. You need a few more touch points to actually stay top of mind. Mistake number two is making it all about you. I know you want to share your story, and yes, sharing your story is very important. But again, email one can be a little bit about you personally. Email two can be a little bit about you business-wise. But after that, let's stick to how you can help them. They want to know that you're there for them. Because you should always be serving the readers. If your emails are full of me, 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 and your audience can't see themselves in your journey, you're going to lose them. Keep pulling it back to them, their challenges, their goals, their transformation. Another one is people think that emails can be so corporate-y that they forget to show their personality. I say this with love. Your welcome sequence should not sound like it was written by ChatGPT on a deadline. Seriously, if your emails sound stiff, formal, or like every other generic business out there, people won't feel connected. That's why when I was telling you my layout, I said tweak it to fit you. That's just the layout I use. I use a similar layout for all of my clients, but I tweak it for them. Nobody except for my personal welcome sequence follows what I told you exactly. Use your voice. Be weird if you're weird like me. Use emojis. Tell the jokes. Use the GIFs. Do whatever you feel. Mistake number four is honestly the opposite of showing your personality. It's those who jump straight into sales mode. Listen, I love a good offer, but if your second email is just a coupon code and a buy it now, or immediately jumping into your offers, yikes, I ain't gonna buy from you because you have not earned that from me yet. People want to trust you. They want to trust who they're buying from. You gotta warm them up first. You have to give them value, and you have to make the offer feel like a natural next step, not a random pushy pitch. And mistake number five, something that I actually figured out very recently, is never updating it. Your welcome sequence is not a one and done thing. What worked 6 months ago may not feel aligned with what you're doing now, or maybe things have changed in your life or your business. So check it every so often. Update links, update your story, make sure it's still pointing people to the right next step in your business. Because me, I had a wrong Instagram link in one of mine. I changed my business name. Things were different, and I forgot to check my welcome sequence, and it took a subscriber pointing it out, and I can't tell you how embarrassing that is. But the good news was it was fixable, just like it's fixable for you. Seriously, don't feel bad if you're sitting there thinking, ugh, I've done all of these. We all have at some point. You're not behind, you're just in progress. And honestly, fixing your welcome sequence could be one of the easiest wins you make in your email marketing strategy. Okay, deep breath. We've covered a lot. If your brain is doing that thing where it's like, okay, cool, but what the heck do I do to even start? You're not alone. Let's break it down. Here's what I want you to do. First, check out what you already have. Do you have a welcome sequence? Yes? Amazing. Go pull it up, read through it like you're a new subscriber. Is it still aligned with your offers? Does it reflect your voice? Are the links still working? Is it the right amount of emails? Go figure it out. If no, no shame, just information. You know this is something to prioritize when you're making your emails now. So I'm going to need you knowers to go ahead and outline your 3 to 5 emails. Use the format I gave you earlier in this episode. You can scroll back and re-listen if you want to find out that format again. And remember, it doesn't have to follow it exactly. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just start writing. You can tweak it later and you can make it sound more like you. Now for everybody again, I want you to look through the emails that you have now created. Focus on connection, not perfection. Nobody's judging your grammar, I promise. I write with horrible grammar. I can tell you that right now. Nobody's grading you. Your subscribers signed up to hear from you, not some polished robot or some corporate-y lady. Unless your business is all about corporate, then you could be corporate lady. Write like you're talking to a friend, for most of you. Be honest, be helpful, be you. Now, I bet you're sitting there thinking, okay, this all sounds great, but I do not have time to figure this out right now. Well, I've got you. Guess what? You probably know because you're listening to this podcast, but this is literally what I do. I help business owners take that jumble of thoughts and turn it into clear, strategic welcome sequences that actually convert subscribers into excited buyers. So if you want someone to look at what you've got or help you build it from scratch, reach out. I promise I can help you. You can even book a strategy audit with me where we'll go over your entire setup together. I'll tell you exactly what's working, what's not, and how you make it better. And yes, it's super chill and totally judgment-free. Don't underestimate how powerful this welcome sequence can be. It doesn't have to be perfect, it just needs to be there. I feel like we've covered it all pretty well. I'm sorry this episode was so long. I try not to make long episodes because I too have a very short attention span. So let's go ahead and take everything that you've learned today, build those welcome sequences, and reach out if you want someone to look over it, because I'm here for you, and I can't wait till our next episode on Tuesday, where we get to talk about a little bit more personal things. I hope this was a great freaking Good Friday, our very first freaking Good Friday, might I add, and I'll catch you in the next one. Bye! Thanks for spending a little piece of your evening with me. If this episode encouraged you, taught you something new, or just made you feel a little less alone, would you mind hitting that follow button and maybe even sharing it with a fellow mompreneur? And if email's been stressing out lately, don't forget to grab my free freakout method. It's the simple way to turn your email subscribers from just subscribers to subscribers who are freaking out over your offer. Until next time, keep going, keep trusting, and I'll meet you right back here after bedtime.